Morning, it's Ness Andrews. It's Tuesday morning and this is Life Church Daily Podcast. I'm going to continue on talking about the fruits of the Spirit and this morning be looking at one of the fruits, which is called gentleness. Now, gentleness, or as is often known in the older translations of the Bible as meekness, is not always a quality we necessarily equate with God Almighty. But what we do know, and when we look at the actual translation of gentleness, the Greek word is variously translated to either gentleness, meekness, humility, mild, or long-suffering. And we can look at Matthew chapter 5, verse 5, where it refers to, "Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth." But there are lots of various scriptures in the Bible where we can see the gentleness of Jesus come through. And we're going to be looking quite a bit at Matthew this morning. And I'd like to turn to Matthew chapter 26, verse 53. And in this scripture, it reads the following. Starting from 52. And Jesus says, "Put your sword back in its place." This is in the Garden of Gethsemane. "And for all who draw the sword will die by the sword. Do you think I cannot call on my Father and he will at once put at my disposal more than 12 legions of angels? But how then would the scriptures be fulfilled that say it must happen in this way?" So here we have a typical example of Jesus, instead of actually allowing Peter to cut off the high priest's ear and leaving it like that as a means of justice, he restores the priest's ear and he tells Peter off. And then we go on further down in the chapter to chapter 26, verse 59. So it's just a bit further down from what we've just read. "And the chief priests and the whole Sanhedrin were looking for false evidence against Jesus so that they could put him to death. But they did not find any, though many false witnesses came forward. Finally, two came forward and declared, 'This fellow said, I am able to destroy the temple of God and rebuild it in 3 days.' Then the high priest stood up and said to Jesus, 'Are you not going to answer? What is this testimony that these men are bringing against you?' But Jesus remained silent." And then if we just scroll down a few verses further on, we go to chapter 27, verse 13. And it reads, "Then Pilate asked him, 'Don't you hear the testimony they are bringing against you?' But Jesus made no reply, not even to a single charge, to the great amazement of the governor." So here we have three accounts of where Jesus is being called to stand up for himself, to put everybody in their place, to seek justice, and to declare his innocence. But Jesus doesn't do that. Jesus is just very quietly and humbly, with great gentleness, just sits by and allows them to carry on doing what their agenda is. Because, of course, we know Jesus has his own agenda, which has already been ordained by God for him, and that he knows he has to go to the cross and die to be risen again and fulfil the covenant of the new law. So then, when we look at gentleness or meekness, we see it's a beautiful fruit, and it's a powerful one too. We read in Proverbs 15, verse 1, that a gentle answer turns away wrath, but a harsh word stirs up anger. So to bear the fruit of gentleness, we also need love, patience, kindness and faith, that the Lord is with us and will fight for us if we need him to. In the writer Tozer says, "The meek man is not a human mouse afflicted with a sense of his own inferiority. Rather, he may be in his moral life as bold as a lion and as strong as Samson. And he knows at the same time that he is in the sight of God of more importance than angels." So then we can be thankful that God has not just given us an order to keep our mouths shut and roll over, but he is saying, don't cause trouble and don't upset anyone, But he is saying that with meekness and self-control, the two combined, we can manifest like God in our lives with boldness and confidence, because he is with us and will grace us to walk as Jesus walked, even when things are likely to challenge us. So the fruit of gentleness is something that we all need, isn't it? And it's something that I think we can get carried away with life's daily events, and we can lose our gentleness, and we can often become quite hostile or the opposite, really, with people. Let us pray. Come, Holy Spirit. Father, we thank you for your word this morning. We thank you for the fruit of gentleness. Lord, help us to grow more like you. Help us to become more gentle in our ways with other people, whether that be at work, through friendships, through relationships, people we don't know. Help us to show such a beautiful fruit when we deal with other people, and allow your grace to go deeper within us, that within our Holy Spirits we can refine this fruit in us, and we can let your light shine on others, that they stand back and they look out from the outside in, and they want to be a little bit more like us because they see a little bit more of you through us. And we ask this in your precious name, Jesus. Amen.